Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday. And Roy, I think it's a good time to be talking here, leading into a holiday week next week. We're starting to put some appreciation back in these markets. As I was filling out my cash grain bid sheet yesterday, started putting some sixes back in front of the corn and some 11s back in front of the cash soybeans. So a couple of nice days here, Roy.
Yeah, it's a big relief to see a little bit of a rally after the market been down so long and, really got pretty oversold. I think even though they're attributing a lot of it to the South American weather and to the outside markets, the euro and so forth, a lot of it is just the fact that the market had gone down so far so long that it was bound to rebound a little bit. And what happens in the next week or 10 days is going to be really important in terms of the future for the rest of the winter.
I want to talk about basis here in a moment because we saw we saw that move along with the futures here as well. But something we haven't talked about in a while is that corn-soybean ratio. I should say soybean to corn ratio. Usually it hangs in right around 2.5 to 1, and it hasn't been that way for quite a while, Roy.
That's right, it hasn't, and I guess I don't exactly know what to make of it, except that for the last year they've really been two separate markets. I mean, that's kind of been the trend for several years as the South American crop becomes a bigger and bigger part of the worldwide supply of beans, and the ratio I think is less important in this country than it might have been back when the United States had a monopoly on corn and beans both, and you stick strictly to that ratio depending on your input costs and your potential yields and things like that. So I'm not sure that 2.5 to 1 is a valid comparison anymore, and it certainly hasn't been the last 6 months or so.
So from what you've been able to gather, and you mentioned those input costs, have input costs appreciated at the same rate between corn and soybeans?
Well, I really haven't had a chance to sit down and run a comparison. I've got some of my inputs bought for next year, and some of them I still have to price yet in the next 10 days or so. But, the input costs for corn certainly are quite a bit higher than they are from beans, just from the simple standpoint that you requires quite a bit of nitrogen to grow a corn crop, and nitrogen is very expensive right now.
Talk about input costs, and we had that locally with the drought that took place in the South. There were a lot of corn stalk bales that were made this year, and at some point those agronomic inputs are going to have to be made up again, Roy.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that you have to be careful of when you start thinking about corn on corn and baling those corn stalks, and that is that those nutrients that you send down the road that you get a check for, they don't come to you free. That has to be made up somewhere along the line. And I saw some numbers recently, and I can't remember where they were exactly what they were, but anyway, it put a price on what the nitrogen and phosphorus are worth when you sell a big round bale of corn stalks, and certainly not free.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think I saw some UNL research that had pegged it right around $110 to $120 or something like that. So, it's significant.
It is significant. I'm not sure what exact numbers you're quoting there, but I'm thinking, that's probably per ton. That's probably in the ballpark. I don't think it's quite that much per bale.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much right on. But let's go back, and I teased it before, the basis. We watch the moves in basis as we see changes in the futures market, and we did see a change in basis this week, didn't we, Roy?
Yeah, a huge change in basis, especially on corn. We had corn basis slipping 5 or 6 cents a bushel, and soybean basis slipping a dime or so, and that's a good sign that you need to be looking at if you got corn and beans to sell and you want to sell them any time before the spring. Why, the market's probably telling you that they want the crop now. They don't want to wait on it. So starts slipping, that usually means the demand is slipping too.
Sure. We were looking at some of those deferred contract options, and the further you go out into late winter and early spring, that basis got wider, didn't it?
Well, it depends on whether you're looking at corn or soybeans. There is still a bit of a carry in the cash corn market. In fact, I sold some cash corn yesterday for March delivery that was 6 cents over delivery in December. So they're paying to have the corn stored a little bit. It's probably not enough if you got it in commercial storage, but mine's at home in the bins, and I don't really want to deliver it today anyway. So the 6 cents a bushel is okay for me. But when you look at the soybeans, it's quite the opposite. The bid on nearby beans here at the Midwest Co-op is 11.12, and you go out to March, and it's 10.92. So that's a 20 cent negative carry, and you know that's a pretty big chunk of change just for delaying that delivery for a couple of months.
All right, as we kind of wrap up here this morning, Roy, we've got a couple of holiday weeks in front of us. What should we be looking for here?
Well, basically, you know, get your financial house in order in terms of your tax situation. There's a lot of money to be made or lost depending on, you know, how you balance out your taxes. And, of course, it's a little bit like markets, too. You never know what the government's going to do next year, but... Anyway, you know, you don't want to pay any more income tax than you have to, but you sure as a world want to pay something.
Yeah, no doubt about that. If you have to pay taxes, that means you're making money. That's what my ag advisor always told me. If folks want more information from you, what would you? How can they get a hold of you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com my website.
Thanks much for the information. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you between Christmas and the New Year.
I'll look forward to it.
Thanks much, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.